I can recall going to SeaWorld while growing up, but my memories of those early trips aren't as clear of being there as they are when Amy and I went there in college. We would arrive during the day and stay until late to see the separate shows they would offer after dark. I always found it amazing how it was possible that man had trained dolphins, killer whales, sea lions, and walruses to perform certain tricks on command. It's especially amazing considering how large those beasts are compared to the average man. As impressive as that was, though, Scripture points out that man cannot tame all things. James 3, 7 through 8 reads, "For every species of beast and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by the human race. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison." As is often the case, Scripture gives us more insight into this in the next few verses in James. Verses 9 through 12 read, "With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives, or a vine produce figs? Nor can salt water produce fresh." Okay, so James makes it pretty obvious that our tongues are a problem, a big problem. Earlier in chapter 3, he told us that our tongues defile our entire body, that it is a fire set ablaze by hell itself. So in what ways do we sin with our tongues? One, we lie. Proverbs 12:22 is pretty self-explanatory. "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are His delight." Two, we speak rashly. Proverbs 12:18 reads, "There's one who speaks rashly like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." For the full image of that verse, imagine a young boy playing with a sword that is just a little too big for him to handle properly. He staggers about carrying it and swinging it recklessly through the air. You definitely want to take that sword away from him, or at least stay out of his way to protect yourself. When you speak rashly, it is as if you are that boy, and your words are the sword, recklessly being swung around, a potential danger to both yourself and to others. Three, we slander and gossip. Slandering is intentionally spreading false statements about someone. Gossip can be described as saying something behind someone's back that you would not say to their face, even if it's true. Four, we speak too hastily. James 1:19 reads, "Everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." The Bible admonishes us regarding other things we say with our tongues, such as false flattery, using harsh words, taking the Lord's name in vain, and spreading and speaking too many idle words. However, obviously we don't have time to address all of those. However, I am going to guess that everyone here is guilty of at least one of these sins of the tongue in this past week. I know I am. Let us pray. Lord, you've made it abundantly clear in your word that we are sinners in desperate need of a Savior. The sins we commit with our tongue are many, and I know I don't even notice all the times I sin with my words. I pray that our words would be honoring to you. May we choose our words wisely and in a manner consistent with your will. Thank you, Lord, for paying the penalty for our sin, as even one simple slip of our tongue is enough to make us guilty in your eyes and worthy of your wrath if we don't have faith. Amen. While Scripture does point out the problems with our tongue, it also points out one of the most joyous things imaginable. 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Did you catch that? All unrighteousness. That includes the unrighteousness due to our tongue.